Hello and welcome to another episode of the Verzian Chronicles, Knights of the Old Republic! When we last left off, we were standing in the apartment on Terrace. Karth had just told us where we needed to go to try to save Bastila Shan, the Jedi Battlemaster, who we are trying to rescue. But before we left off, our goal was to talk to Karth and figure out exactly what he was all about. So let's talk with Karth and his two blasters.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Karth, I would like to know more about you, please.
Me? Well, I've been a star pilot for the Republic for years, seen more than my share of wars. I fought in the Mandalorian Wars before all this started, but with all that, I've never experienced anything like the slaughter these Sith animals can unleash. Not even the Mandalorians were that senseless. My homeworld was one of the first planets to fall to Malak's fleet. The Sith bombed it into submission, and there wasn't a damn thing our Republic forces could do to stop them.
Damn. You're talking like this is your fault. Like you failed somehow.
It shouldn't be my fault. I did everything I could. I followed my orders and did my duty. That shouldn't mean I failed them. I didn't.
I'm sorry, Karth. I didn't mean to upset you.
No, I know. Don't worry about it. I must not be making much sense. You probably mean well with your questions. I'm just not accustomed to talking about my past very much. At all, actually. I'm more used to taking action, keeping my mind focused on the business at hand. So let's just do that. If you have more questions, ask them later.
Okay, so we now got a new journal entry about Karth, and he tells us that if we want to know more, we need to ask him later. Now, one of the cool things about Knights of the Old Republic is it does keep a log so that we can quickly and easily go back and take a look at, I was wanting to know if we could find, I guess not. Let's just go back and take a look at all of the dialogue that we received in a dialogue log, which is so cool. We can also quickly go back and take a look at our feedback messages as well. Now, I thought there was a way to get like a feedback chat box up in here to see the dice rolls in live, but I don't remember how to do that, if it's even possible. I might have to look that up, but I thought there was a way. We're going to talk to Karth one more time.
Yes, what's on your mind?
I'm going to ask him, do you know anything about this place?
Terrace? Well, the planet's all one big city, but its golden years are long past, and things have gotten worse since the Sith occupied it. From what I hear, the wealthy live on the tops of all the tall towers, and if you're poor, you live down in the shadows, and it gets worse the lower you go. Well, that's all I can think of, at any rate.
All right. Thank you for the information. Never mind.
You got it.
All right, so now we've gotten the information we need. Let's leave the apartment complex. Now, I do believe this will take Karth with us in the party. We're going to find out here in just a second. We open the doors to the apartment, and it says, every time you leave the apartment, you must select which party members you wish to take. Since this is the first time you're leaving, you will have to take Karth. Well, of course, let's take Karth. Karth is a level 4 soldier.
Right, you alien scum. Everybody, get up against the wall. This is a raid.
There was a patrol here yesterday, and they found nothing. Why do you Sith keep bothering us?
Oh my goodness. So, let me quickly set the scene that we just saw.
That's how we Sith deal with smart-mouthed aliens. Now the rest of you, get up against the wall before I lose my temper again.
What's this? Humans hiding out with aliens? They're Republic fugitives! Attack!
Okay, let me just set that scene, because cutscenes do happen in this game, and sometimes they're quite difficult to explain what's going on due to the fact that they basically will immediately begin talking, so it's hard to explain over what they're doing. But what we just saw was three Sith, two in Sith armor. It looks like they're actually robots, but they may be Sith in Sith armor. Let me quickly check. No, they're battle droids. There are two battle droids and a Sith soldier standing there, and they were harassing a group of aliens. The aliens were like, what did we do to deserve this? What's going on? I'm going to look at the, they're like, hey, there was a patrol here yesterday. They found nothing. Why do you keep bothering us? And the human's like, no, you're Sith, you're alien scum, and then shot one of the aliens. which is terrible. Holy schnite, that was a Bith alien. And then they saw us standing in the hallway, same hallway, and this looks like a generic, rather generic-ish apartment complex. So that is very interesting. So what we're going to do is, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to toss a... I don't have any ion grenades. I was like, do I have an ion grenade? I don't think I picked one up. I'm going to toss a cryobomb grenade in the middle of this group and see what happens. We toss a cryobomb grenade. And they all got hit. That's fine. We're going to do a critical strike on... two critical strikes on the Sith soldier. First critical strike missed. Second critical strike missed.
Oh.
And we actually managed to kill him with the third one. Poor Ixgal. We never should have talked back to that Sith. Thankfully, you were here to step in and help us, human. This is an alien creature speaking to us. This isn't the first time Sith have come here to cause trouble for us, but hopefully it will be our last, says the alien. So I'm going to be like, won't someone come searching for this patrol? And he says, don't worry about the bodies. I will move them so they look like they were killed elsewhere. That should throw the Sith off the track. With any luck, they won't be bothering us again for a while, continues the alien. The alien's name is Duros, and he has blue skin, and he has a blue skin, red eyes, and he's wearing some sort of normalized outfit. We are now leveling up to level 3. That puts our health at 27. Our skills, we can level up again. That's 3 more points. We're going to take 1 in demolitions. And I think we'll put, what is the recommended here? Computer use? Yeah, I think the rest of the skills in computer use, that'll be probably pretty good. So we'll take that. We're going to take another feat. Let's see here. I think we're going to stick with what we got here. We need to be level 4. We can take improved dueling. Let's take weapon focus melee. I don't know if weapon focus counts for vibroplate. Oh, it only counts for unpowered items. The game wants us to take 2 weapon fighting, which allows us to use a double-bladed weapon or 2 weapons, 1 in each hand. I don't know if that works with dueling. Focus on using single one-handed weapons in battle gain. Okay, no. That we can't take 2 weapon fighting, and I don't think I really need to be honest, because I don't think... I guess the question is, do I plan on using multiple weapons, or do I plan on using single weapons? I think I don't plan on using multiple weapons, so while it's neat to have and to prevent that problem, we are going to be using a single one-handed weapon. So let's take... I think we're probably going to start taking... what can we take? Let's see here. We've got a lot of, we could do saving throws, which gives us a +3. We can do power attack, which adds +5 damage to the next attack, but also a -3 to hit, applies only to melee weapons. Let's see here. We have like power blast, but we're not really using long distance weapons at all. But that sounds... We could also take toughness, but that's like, I feel like toughness is one of those abilities that's just really not worth taking. I'm debating taking empathy, which gives you a +1 to persuade awareness and treat injury, or taking power attack, especially since I've already taken flurry and critical strike. That'll give me the trifecta on the attacks, especially if I believe the enemy is like an easy to hit opponent. Power attack allows me to hit that pretty well, where like you have flurry, which lets you take 2 attacks, and you have something like critical strike, which allows you to take a double the crit range. So if it's like a roll of 20, you get 19, 20. If it's 19 to 20, you get an 18, or like a 17 and 18, also in the crit range. But let's take power attack. I think that's going to be our best feat right now. And then we will accept. Oops, I actually hit the wrong button. I want to take power attack. No, don't take that. I want to take power attack. Add feat. Okay. Accept. There we go. We're now level 3. And I want to do one more thing before we continue moving forward. Is I want to check out Karth's gear. He's got just a standard blaster pistol in the second one. What I kind of want to do, let me see, blaster pistol is 1d6 energy weapon at 26, at 20, it's a balanced weapon. I kind of want to give him an ion blaster because this does a ton of damage to droids specifically. Now, I don't remember if we're going to be fighting a lot of droids, but that's definitely interesting to think about. You know what? Actually, let's see here. We'll keep that in mind. Yeah, no, we'll actually take the droid weapon because that just makes sense to me. In my head, it makes sense to me. So he's got 3-6 damage and 4-9 damage. Not bad at all. He's got an ion blaster pistol in his hand and his Karth's specialty pistol, which is pretty cool. All right, let's check the backpack that the Sith left behind. And it gives us a blaster rifle, a frag grenade, a poison grenade, adrenal strength, and adrenal stamina. What adrenal strength and adrenal stamina do is they actually give you a constitution bonus for stamina. They give you a strength bonus for strength, and alacrity gives you a dex bonus. And those are really useful in situations where you're like, okay, I need to get to moving pretty quickly. We talked to Duros again, and he was like, hey, I'll handle this. Don't worry about this. Okay. Talk to Karth and see if he's going to say anything about this. He does not say anything new. So we're going to explore this complex really quickly and take a look around. We have some metal crates on the left-hand side as we walk past the janitor. And let's talk to the janitor.
Watch where you're walking. I just cleaned those floors.
Sorry. I didn't know.
All right, then. No hard feelings. My name's Kadir. I'm the janitor for this building. You must be the new tenant here, right? Never thought they'd rent that abandoned apartment. You look like an off-worlder. What happened? You get stuck here because of the quarantine? Can't see any other reason someone would want to rent that old apartment.
Oh, well, if you don't mind, can I ask you some questions?
Don't know how much I can tell you, but seeing as how you're new here, I guess I can try and help you out.
Okay, can you tell me about Terrace?
Decent enough place to live, I guess, except for the lower levels. That's where the Swoop gangs hang out. Just stay in Upper City and you'll be fine. You also might want to check out the Cantina. I used to go there when I was younger. Good place to get a drink and find out what's going on in Upper City.
So, just in case I didn't explain it, we just ran into the janitor who's cleaning the floors in this circular apartment building. I'm going to say, hey, where is the cantina?
Just keep following the apartment complex ring until you come to the elevator. It'll take you out to the upper streets there. And from there, just head south a ways. You can't miss it.
Well, thank you. Can I ask you anything else?
Don't know how much I can...
Okay, so he just says the same thing he said on the first line. I want to say, where can I get some equipment?
Well, the best place to go is probably Kebly Yurt's store. She's right across from the cantina, so you can stop in for a drink if you get thirsty while you're shopping. Just keep following the apartment complex ring until you come to the...
So this is the same thing he said before. We're going to ask him one more time about other things. And I'm going to say, what do you think about the Sith in this quarantine?
Not much of an issue for me, you know. I ain't never left Tars, and they ain't never gonna. A lot of other folks are sure riled up about it, but I don't really know much about it. I prefer to keep to myself, mostly. But there's plenty of people at the cantina who'll be more than happy to tell you what they think about the Sith and their quarantine.
Well, thank you. I'll be going now, if that's okay.
I should get back to work anyway. I'll probably see you around. I'm here most of the time. A building doesn't clean itself, you know.
And the janitor gets back to work as we walk past him. All right, so we can actually look at... We have a mini-map in the upper right-hand corner. We've got a low-security door on our left here. Let's see if we can do security. We can actually do security with... now, here's the question at hand. Oh, we have someone in front of us. Can we talk to her? A Twi'lek. And the Twi'lek says, before Sith arrived... Oh, I want to actually see what that dialogue said. Said, before Sith arrived... Oh, she just... It didn't keep the dialogue because it was side dialogue.
What?
All right, so let's do... So will we be breaking into doors? Yeah, let's break in. Let's see what happens. Carthor Nassi uses security on the door, and it does open up. It does not seem like there's anyone inside. We're going to be taking a look-see and seeing what's in the footlocker. We've got a med pack, parts, and credits. Not bad. Is it wrong to be stealing? Nah, I don't think so. We walk past another Twi'lek, and it looks like we walk into a small room with nothing inside of it. Just a bunch of parts, some droid parts. It looks like they were repairing droids at the time. We can see a Quarren walking past us. Let's talk to the Quarren and see if he says anything. All he says is, had I known the Tarissian attitudes here, I would have left a long time ago. So Quarrens look like, if you could imagine mind flayers with the way their mouths look, with like a Cthulhu style, that's what Quarrens look like. They're pretty cool. Checking security on another door. Low security. Let's open it up and take a look.
It's open.
All right, someone is standing inside and a bag is sitting on the ground. Let's walk inside and find out what this person is doing. It is an Ithorian, and these people look like green-type people with humpbacks, and their heads look like kind of fish-like. It's pretty cool, so let's talk to the Ithorian. He says, please don't hurt me. I have nothing of value. Please, look and see. Okay, well, there's a bag on the floor. Let's take a look at this bag. The bag just has computer spikes, med packs, and a credit. All right, the Ithorian, we will leave alone. Let's leave. All right, we found an upper city door. We will continue around. There's another Ithorian walking down the pathway. He says nothing, basically. There's a maintenance door nearby. That just says beep, boop, beep, boop. A man named Lorium is standing there, and he says, well, I don't see many of your kind around here. Most of the residents in this rundown apartment are illegal aliens. My name is Lorium, by the way.
I
love these characters. All right, so he says, you know, what he said, and I, because I'm trying to, when it comes to aliens, I will try to be kind of speaking over them, not too much. It really depends on how it's going to come through. Of course, I make my volume, my personal volume, much higher, but I will try to be translating for them on the fly when they speak. So Lorium is a green Twi'lek, a male Twi'lek, which we don't really see a whole lot of those in the Star Wars universe. So it's really nice to see a green Twi'lek. Pleased to meet you, Lorium. My name is Kylie Kane. I know it's none of my business, but you look like someone who might need to purchase one of those new energy shields. They're the latest thing, you know. Very high tech. I'm going to be like, I know all about energy shields. And he goes, okay. Well then, you might be interested in knowing I have one for sale. It isn't cheap, but it could be the difference between life and death. I don't believe him. He says, you want to see what I have in stock? I know my kiosk isn't much to look at, but my prices are reasonable, and my merchandise is sound. I'm going to be like, why do you have a kiosk set up here? He says, well, I run a little shop in this old building, selling basic equipment to the illegal aliens renting out these apartments. I love these characters. He goes, okay, what? You mentioned something about legal aliens living here. He says, well, by law, most aliens aren't allowed to have residence in the upper city of Terrace. They allow a few of us Twi'leks up here, but for the most part, it's humans only. But no self-respecting upper city human would want to live in an apartment this dump. So, the landlord has been renting out the apartments illegally to the aliens. Lord, wouldn't humans be the aliens in this world? I'm just saying that. Anyways, better than letting them sit empty, I guess. Otherwise, you get squatters and people hiding out from the authorities living in the abandoned apartments. And they don't pay rent. Okay, well, aren't you worried about getting caught? The terrorist authorities pretty much turn a blind eye to this place. A few illegal aliens just weren't worth the bother. And once the Sith took over, well, they felt the same way. Besides, I don't live here myself, he says. I just run a small business providing to the residents. You want to see what I have in stock? Well, yeah, show me what you've got in stock, man. He goes, no problem. Just step on up and have a peek. Let's take a look. All right, so he's got, looks like a bunch of cool stuff, including light battle armor for 275 credits. Let's show my sell list to see what we got, since I have three blaster pistols, so I'm going to sell two of them? Yeah, one of them. How much to the adrenals? I know. And we've got two short swords, two vibro blades, one long sword. What I'll do is I'll sell the short swords don't sell for anything. Well, I think that covers that. Let's, I don't know why I just sold one of the computer spikes. Let's take a look here. Military suit is a good item for pretty much a large amount of money. He's got a vibro sword, straight up vibro sword, which is a 2-12, and a vibro blade, which is a 1-10. I think my, that's a pretty nice weapon. Light repeating blaster, that's a 1-8, but it's a heavy weapon. Sonic pistol is it looks like a squealer weapon. I think that's what they're calling it. An energy shield, which is 200 stamped, electrical 220 points. Sound dampening unit, which grants us better stealth. Stealth field generator, which allows us to use stealth. A battle stimulant, which grants us attack plus one, damage plus one for 120 seconds, but they do not stack that affect the same abilities. I'm debating. No, we're going to close this. I might come back to check him out later. We're going to finish the loop here. There is one more door that we have to check. Ooh, there's more remains.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, no, no more remains. I thought there was more remains on the ground because we almost completed the loop.
What?
All right, let's check Karth here and see what this low security door has behind it.
On it.
Opening the door now.
It's open.
And there is a person named Dia inside of it. Let's go talk to her. Dia is a woman of, looks like human. And she's just standing in the apartment by herself. Let's talk to her and find out what's going on.
Who are you? What are you doing in here? You can't just come barging into someone's home.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just investigating the area.
That's no excuse. You can't just go around barging into people's apartments because you're curious. But at least you're more polite than that pig, Holden.
I'm sorry, Holden? Who's that?
Just one of Darvik's men who can't keep his hands to himself. But all he got for his trouble was a nasty scar from my vibroblade. Too bad I'm the one still paying the price.
Tell me, what do you mean?
I don't want to talk about it. I'm in enough trouble already. Besides, I don't know if I can trust you.
Okay. So what I'm going to try to do is I'm going to attempt a persuasion check and be like, you can trust me. Maybe I can help.
Well, I suppose you seem like an all right sort. When I cut Holden, it made him back off, but it also embarrassed him in front of his friends. Holden's a spiteful little hut slug. He went and put out a bounty on my head for what I did. That's why I'm hiding out here.
Oh, damn. I'm sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?
I doubt it. Holden is one of Darvik's men. When you work for the local crime lord, the authorities tend to turn a blind eye. I'm afraid this is between me and Holden now.
Okay, well, maybe I could speak to him for you.
You could try, I guess. He usually hangs out at the cantina in the lower city. It probably won't do any good. Holden's used to getting his own way. That's one of the fringe benefits of being a goon for Darvik. Working for the local crime lord lets you get away with things. Still, I appreciate the offer.
I'll be headed out now. Thank you for talking.
Goodbye and good luck. I hope you can talk some sense into Holden.
All right, so we gained a new quest. let's help out this nice lady against Holden. Let's go downstairs. So now we have... Oh, did we pass this door? We did pass this door. Shoot. What did I do that for? There is a door I just walked past. Why did I walk past it? Oh, I walked past it because I was talking to Lorium. Whoops. All right, Karth, open this last door before we head out of here. So we've got to find out what's going on. We open the door and there's a Twi'lek inside, standing all by herself. Hello, Twi'lek. What's your name?
Pudu. Tunirama na praka donkod sercha. Chupapunky.
She just says, take what you want. And I'll do that. Just that. Thanks. Bye. You didn't have much anyways. We found a credit, 10 credits, and some stuff. Are we stealing from people? Is that illegal? I don't know. We stepped out of the apartment building and are heading down to the upper city. We've got a new journal entry, apparently. Rapid transit system. Apparently there is a rapid transit system. We've got a journal entry about Dia's bounty. Of course, we've got Karth's homeworld problem and the search for Bastila. All right, so we're going to look around. We can see Sith officers and battle droids walking the streets here and the streets of Terrace. Looks to be like a Coruscantian, if you've watched the movies. A Coruscantian city in the sky. There's this beautiful, like, abstract architecture floating in the air nearby, and it looks like some salvage droids salvaging a part. Let's talk to the salvage droids and see what they're working. They are salvaging... Oh, shit, that is our escape pod. Let's walk away. Walk away from the escape pod. I just realized what that was. Something seems to be bothering Karth as the game stops us mid-walking and see if we need to open up. Let's speak to Karth for a moment.
Yes, what's on your mind?
Hey, is this a good time to ask you some more questions?
I guess I did say you could ask me questions later, didn't I? Is this really necessary?
Well, I just would like to know you better.
Oh, well, if it's an interrogation...
I'm sorry! Karth, this isn't an interrogation. I never said that.
I was just joking. Though you do seem to be full of questions. It's rather refreshing, to be honest. Let me ask you something first, though. I've been going through the battle aboard the Endar Spire over and over in my head since we crashed. Some things just don't add up for me. Maybe you could tell me what happened from your perspective.
Okay. Well, like you said when we first met, Bastila didn't have time to use her powers. That makes sense.
True. Bastila is as powerful as they say. She's the one who defeated Darth Revan, after all. I guess that no Jedi ability, no matter how powerful, makes up for being completely surprised and outmatched. We didn't choose that battle anyway. It got forced on us. Hell, I'm just as surprised that any of us are alive to talk about it. Come to think of it, it's more than a little surprising that you happen to be here, isn't it? I mean, just what is your position with the Republic fleet anyway?
I was a scout, Karth. I was recruited into the fleet for my skills, if you must know.
Well, that makes sense. Still, it seems a bit strange that someone who is a last-minute addition to the crew roster is one of the survivors.
Wait, what's so odd with me being added to the crew at the last minute?
You were the only one. Not to mention that Bastila's party was the one who requested your transfer.
Why would Bastila request my transfer?
The Jedi requested numerous things when they came on board, but hell, they practically took over the ship, as far as I could tell. Considering your connection to Bastila and the Jedi, whether you know it or not, your presence here seems a little convenient. I'm probably wrong, and this is probably nothing, I know. I learned a long time ago not to take things at face value, however, and I hate surprises.
Okay. I understand. But what do you mean by surprises?
I mean, I have to expect the unexpected, just to be safe.
Okay. Well, you do know we're on the same side, right?
Look, it has nothing to do with you personally. I don't trust anyone, and I have my reasons. And no, I'm not going to discuss them, so can we just keep our mind on more important things?
Okay. I kind of consider this appointment.
All right. You're pretty damn tenacious. You know that? We'll talk about it, but later. Right now, I just want to get going.
All right. So we got a new journal entry for Karth, where we have... He's basically mistrusting us, but that is to be expected, considering, you know, everything that just happened. All right, so we found a spot in the wall where we get stuck. As I walk around a corner trying to get around a protocol droid, we see three screens in front of us, and it looks like a hallway, and it looks like an equipment emporium in front of us, and another long hallway that looks like it leads to a Sith trooper and some security doors. Oh, the cantina. Let's talk to the Sith trooper and see what he has to say.
Don't bother me. I'm here on official Sith business.
Okay, he just stops talking to us. We're not going to go in the cantina just yet. We're going to check out the equipment emporium and see what they've got. Kebla shop. We've opened up Kebla shop, and in front of us is a Kebla yurt and a protocol droid running around behind her.
Hello there. I haven't seen you in my shop before. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Kebla Yurt. Welcome to the Equipment Emporium. You looking to buy some supplies? My shop's the largest one in all of Upper Terrace. Best selection on the planet. Whatever you need, I've got. Well, mostly.
Mostly? What do you mean by that?
The Sith confiscated all my heavy weapons, and they impounded all my ships and swoop bikes. But I've still got a real nice selection, if you're interested.
All right, let's see what you got for sale.
Just so you know, the prices on the items are our final. No bargaining here. This isn't a swap meet, okay? I only deal in top-notch stuff.
All right, understood. Ooh, 900 for a Bondi heavy alloy heavy suit. Ooh, and it's a light suit, and that is awesome. Light battle armor. The light battle armor is probably a better defense bonus, but... slightly better defense bonus, but it is a medium suit. Military suit. Honestly, I could buy one of those and a heavy combat suit for what I've got money-wise. But before I do any of that, let's take a look at what we've got in weapons. There's a long sword here for pretty cheap. There's our Ikani Ritual brand, which is a dual-bladed weapon. Of course, Vibro swords, which are 2 to 12 damage. Double-bladed sword, which is also 2 to 12 damage, but it is a double-bladed weapon. We've, of course, got a Sith sniper rifle and blaster rifle stuff. We've got some sound dampening units, a bunch of, a permacrate detonator, which is pretty cool for explosives to work. We are waiting on one thing. Let me describe the shop real quick. To the left of us, we got battle armor, and it looks like the battle armor. Yes, battle armor on the floor. Got vibroblades and swords on the table, as well as firing weaponry like blaster rifles on the ground. Oh, there is just weapons all over the place. Parts, weapons, droid parts, 3 foot lockers, multiple double bladed weapons. This place looks dope. All right, we don't want to go in the cantina right now. I'm going to try to avoid entering any other areas as we walk through the terrace streets. Down the way, there is flying things around here, and that is actually pretty cool. They look like possible protocol droids of some sort. There's a man standing in the middle of the way. Why is he just standing there? Just man. His name is just man. And it looks like, as we walk across the way, we run across two... It looks like someone... Oh, we've got two people accosting a man.
Davik says you missed your last payment.
Davik doesn't like you missing payments.
Here, I've got 50 credits, a down payment. That should buy me some time, right?
Sorry, you're out of time. Now it's all or nothing. Davik can't have people not paying his debts.
But I don't have that much. How can I give you credits I don't have?
Too bad. Davik's gonna want to make an example of you. You're coming with us.
That looks like a Spider-Man.
Help! Somebody help! They're going to kill me!
I know we have to be careful about drawing attention to ourselves, but are we going to just let them drag this guy off?
Hold on a second. Looks like we got ourselves a witness here.
Oh, they saw us.
Davik doesn't like witnesses.
So they are two men. There's a human and an alien. Looks like a spider-type person. He's got two eyes, but he looks his like mandibles like a spider. It's pretty cool. And he told us Davik doesn't like witnesses. I'm going to be like, leave this man alone or you're going to have to deal with me. And he says, guess we're going to have to teach you to mind your own business. And a battle begins. Light side points are gained. And let's switch over to Karth. And Karth, I want you to hit with a blaster round. Yeah, just one hit. Once you hit with two blaster rounds to the person there, and then we'll switch over to my character, and we're going to start with a power attack, two power attacks, into a flurry. Rock and roll, go. First flurry missed.
Thank you.
And second flurry hit.
My life. Those bounty hunters are going to take me away and kill me. My wife warned me not to take a loan from Davik. Now I can't pay him back. It's not good to owe a crime lord money. He'll just keep sending more bounty hunters after me till I'm dead.
No. Maybe I can help you. I'm gonna say.
You already helped me by saving me from those bounty hunters, so unless you have a spare 100 credits to give me so I can pay off Davik, there's nothing else you can do.
Here, take my credits. Got you.
You're giving me 100 credits? Just like that? I don't know what to say. Thank you. Thank you.
You're giving him 100 credits? Generous.
Now I can pay off Davik. You've saved my life. Thank you. I'd better take these credits to him right away.
Now, we gained 250 experience for doing that. We lost 100 credits. And we gained more light side points. Plus the plus 200 experience for saving his lives. Let's check the remains real quick of the bodies. It's 50 credits on one body and 50 credits on the others. So I got my money back. Literally just got my money back. This heads to Upper City North. We're not going to check that out just yet. So we didn't really lose any money. We just literally gained what we wanted to gain. There's a medical facility in front of me, and I'm going to open it up and take a look around. We have a man named Gurney in front of us and a man named Zelka Forun. We've got lab personnel only area. Let's talk to Zelka Forn. Forn, not Forun. Let's talk with Zelka as he stands in front of what looks to be three Bacta tanks. Let's talk to him.
I see from your appearance that you are an off-worlder. Still, you're welcome here. I'll not have it said that Zelka Forn refused to help somebody just because they weren't a citizen of Terrace. Do you require healing or medical supplies? I can treat almost any injury or ailment right here at the medical facility. Except the rat ghoul disease, of course.
I'm sorry, rat ghoul disease? What's that?
The terrible affliction has plagued Terrace for many generations. It is spread by the rat ghouls, horrible monsters that live in the Undercity below Terrace's great skyscrapers. Prolonged exposure to the Undercity breeds the disease, and those infected will eventually mutate into rat ghouls themselves, becoming mindless beasts that feed on the flesh of others.
I'm sorry, is there no cure?
There is no antidote for the disease, though I heard the Republic scientists at the military base here on Terrace were close to perfecting a cure. Then the Sith arrived. They overran the military base, and now they refuse to allow anyone access to the laboratories inside. The Sith are keeping all the serum for the patrols they send into the Undercity.
Okay.
If I could just get my hands on a sample of that serum, the rat ghoul disease could be wiped from the face of Terrace forever. But I don't see how that's going to happen.
You know what? Maybe I could find a way to get my hands on that serum for you.
I don't see how anyone could get their hands on that serum. The military base is crawling with Sith guards. Breaking in there would be a suicide mission. I suppose the Sith patrols in the Undercity might have a sample of the serum on them, if they hadn't already used it because of a rat ghoul infection. But I doubt a patrol would just hand the serum over, and nobody is stupid enough to attack one of the Sith patrols, even in the Undercity.
Okay. Well, don't worry, Zelka. I'll get that serum for you.
Please, don't say that. If the Sith hear you, they might think I'm suggesting you start attacking their patrols. They could shut me down. I only mentioned the serum because you asked. I don't actually expect anyone to get me the serum. Now, is there anything else I can do for you?
Well, can I see what you have for sale?
Of course. Just step over here and I'll show you what I have in stock. My prices are very reasonable. Just what I need to keep this facility operating.
Well, thank you. So he sells advanced med packs, which do heal 20 vitality points plus wisdom modifier plus 2 times the user's skill and treat injury. He also sells antidote kits. He also sells med packs, straight up med packs, which is 10 vitality points plus a wisdom modifier. Looks like a bio antidote, which gives you an immunity to poison. It's a bio antidote implant, 500. He also sells a nerve enhancement package, which gives you immunity to mind affecting abilities. And he sells adrenal acrylity and other things. So we got a new quest. And let's talk to Gurney here, as he is standing by the door very suspiciously.
Psst, you there. Wait a minute. I need to talk to you about the Rakghoul serum. I've got an offer for you you might want to hear.
Okay. An offer? What are you talking about?
Zelka isn't the only one who wants to get his hands on the Rakghoul serum. Davik Kang will pay you 10 times what Zelka can if you can get the cure.
Oh. Well, why does Davik want the cure so badly?
Davik's interested in anything that can turn a profit. He could make a fortune selling the serum to anyone infected with the disease. Not like Zelka, who practically give it away.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? What if I tell Zelka you're helping Davik to get the cure?
I'll just deny it. Who's Zelka gonna believe? Me or some off-world stranger? Now be smart about this. You'll get a better deal selling to Davik.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'll keep your offer in mind.
And then only the rich could afford the cure. Just let the poor suffer, right?
If you find the Rakghoul serum, just take it to Zax in the Lower City Bounty Office. He works for Davik. He'll pay you what that cure is really worth.
All right. Now, the reason I didn't tell him I'll give the cure to Davik is because... Or Davik, or his partner, is because, well, are we really Lightside? Is that really who we are? I don't know yet. Now, we have really two options right now. We can go to the cantina and begin our search of the cantina, since it is a simple location. Or we can go to our next stop and go to the upper city. Now, we know that the cantina might have some people who have some interesting information on the Sith, which is useful. Or we could check out the rest of the city before we check out the cantina proper. I am kind of torn on what to do. You know what? Let's continue to explore the city, since I know the cantina is someplace we have to go to. At least I believe we have to go there. So we'll save the cantina for a little bit later as we continue about the city. So we're going to head through the upper city north, which is the north side of the upper city. Duh. And as we walk through the door, we see some terrace citizens talking. Very cool. A terrace merchant walking down the way. Some beautiful swoop bikes. Now, swoop bikes are like motorcycles that fly. And they've got two, like, things on them. I think that's what they're called. They're like, if you've seen pod racing, you've seen swoop bike racing. It looks like there's a standard door to an apartment building. We might check that out later. Another swoop bike standing there, which is pretty cool. Looks like a bunch of people walking back and forth down the road as we continue down the road ourselves. And we are exploring...
What is this planet coming to, huh? Shlomi's just walking around the upper city.
Shouldn't you go to the lower city where you belong, Shlomi?
Oh, this is rich.
Yeah, like he said.
Okay.
These streets are for upper city citizens. You better get out of the way if you know what's good for you.
Looks like we're being dealt with by some drunks. Hey, guys, we can all be friends here. Let me buy you a drink.
A drink? Hey, for a shlummy, you ain't so bad. Come on, boys, this shlummy's buying the next round.
No way, forget it. No more drinks. We're late enough as it is.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Maybe next time, shlummy. Come on, fellas, let's go.
And we gain some light side points, 60 experience, and the drunks just let us keep going. I don't know what's going on there. Some terrace-sitting citizens are arguing with a man who is yelling at them. Let's talk to the man and see what's going on.
Friends and fellow humans, I'd bring you a warning of a great plague spreading across our planet. Please, listen to me. My name is Gorton Kolu. Will you join my cause? We must band together if we are to stop the spread of vermin and scum throughout Taris.
I'm sorry. What are you talking about? Are you some, like, preacher man?
I am speaking of the hideous-looking aliens who walk the world of Taris. The Wookiees and Ithorians and Rodians and Bith, all of them. Listen, friend, for these are dark times. That is why I, Gorton Kolu, have formed the Anti-Alien League. The time has come for action. We cannot sit idly by while aliens blight our glorious planet.
Oh, my God. I don't know which is worse, your hate-mongering or your ignorance.
You are like all the rest. You will not see the truth. On the day of reckoning, you will suffer with the rest of the alien lovers.
Come on, we should keep moving. Kook or no, people like him can make trouble for us.
Oh, fucking weirdo.
Listen to me, people.
Oh, my goodness. Alien racists. Yeah. Part of me just wants to shove the vibroblade in his chest and be like, hey, we're not cool with that. But that's not nice. Let's open up. We've come across a droid shop in the north or the east-west? East-southeast portion of the Upper Terrace North. So we walk into the droid shop. There's droids literally everywhere. Holy cow. There's also an incomplete droid. Hello. It's kind of adorable. And then there's two droids sitting here. A T388 and a T3M4. Can we talk to them? That was the T3H8 sounding like it was a dying. And that's T3M4. All right, let's talk to the character here named Janice Nall. She is a Twi'lek who runs the counter at the droid shop. Let's talk to Janice. She says, a customer, come in. Janice Nall at your service. Welcome to my droid and droid supply shop. Always good to see a new face. Customers are hard to come by. A lot of Terra citizens won't even come in here. They refuse to shop at a store owned by a Twi'lek. Okay, well, what do they have against Twi'leks?
Now,
they don't like aliens much here in Upper Terrace. They tolerate us Twi'leks, but they'd rather see us as dancers in the cantina than successful business owners.
You'd think people would be a little more tolerant of others in this day and age. I guess stupidity and ignorance will never go out of style.
You'll see a few aliens around, but most of the non-humans stick to the lower city. I've learned not to dwell on it, though. I try to stay focused on running my store. My selection is a bit limited right now. The Sithuks confiscated all my assault droids, but I do have a utility droid you might find interesting. Okay, utility droids, what do they do? What don't they do? They're great at making vehicle repairs for starters. Pretty handy to have in a fight. Small, but tough, with a surprising amount of firepower. And there's no better codebreaker or security system slicer around. Not that I ever condone you doing anything illegal, of course. Alright, well, let me see your droids. She goes, I've only got two droids left. A rebuilt T3H8 unit for 50 credits, and a top-of-the-line M4 unit with all the options, but he's not for sale. Okay. Tell me about that top-of-the-line M4 droid. M4 is the best utility droid ever built. Top-notch codebreaker, expert security, programming, and droid repair skills. He's even got the firepower to be handy in battle. This little guy is absolutely top-of-the-line. He's not for sale. He's a custom job I'm holding for a very special buyer. Sorry. All right, I want to ask questions. He goes, I don't know if I can answer your questions. I don't get out much. I prefer spending time with my droids to mingling with the Terra citizens. But I'll try to help you out. All right. Let's see what you've got for sale. She goes, do you want to see my inventory? Or are you here to buy a utility droid? My prices are very reasonable. And all my droids come with a money-back guarantee. All right. I'm going to talk to her about the utility droids again. And I'm going to see the droids. We're going to buy the T3H8 unit. She says, you know a bargain when you see one. This little guy's as reliable as used droids get. I did the reconditioning on him myself. And don't worry, he'll follow you everywhere. Is there anything else you need? I actually do want to see what she's got for sale. I'm going to take a look at her inventory. And she goes, my inventory is a bit limited because of the quarantine. But if you need anything to do with droids or computers, this is the place to shop. And she has repair kits, computer spikes, parts, droid plating, type 1 and type 2, basic computer targeting systems, which gives the bonus feat blaster pistol, a sensor probe, which gives the demolition skill at 2+, and a computer probe, which gives a computer use at +2. All right, we've gained 110 experience, and we gained a droid. Hello. Okay. Yes. Well, let's start to leave the area. And the droid is supposed to be coming with me, I thought. Hello? There's the droid. He's following me out. Come on, droid. What? The droid is electrifying and has exploded! I'm sorry. The hell? Janice, my droid exploded! She goes, welcome back to my shop. Hey, where's that little T3H8 I sold you? It blew up. I came to get my money back. It blew up. Oh, I thought I took care of that little crosswiring problem. Well, don't worry. I run an honest business here. I don't want to lose a customer. Here, have your 50 credits back. No hard feelings, right? No hard feelings. Glad to hear it. I can't afford to make my customers unhappy. Business is tough enough as it is. So anything else you need? I'll be going now. Maybe I'll see you around later, she says. Don't forget my store motto. If you need droid parts, Janice Null is your best bet. All right, so we can't get the T3 droid, the M4 droid, just yet. But we did start the process to getting the M4 droid because the M4 droid is actually important to the story. Those who have played KOTOR 2 would understand everything about it. We see a Sith guard. Looks like they're guarding an elevator, the elevator to the lower city. We're going to walk past them. And it looks like there is two ships. Is this the Sith Academy? Uh-oh. Maybe? What is over here? What is this? This looks like a base. Is this the military base? Oh, I'm going to bet this is the Sith military base. We go to open the door, and it is locked and cannot be opened using basic security skills. Leaving the only place left for us to go, well, the cantina. I think that's a good idea. So let's take a look at the map really fast here. Let's see here. Oh, we do also have an apartment building we can go check out, too. That's actually important. All right. Oh, we have a return to hideout button as well. If we want to quickly return to the hideout for, like, rapid transport, which is pretty nice. I don't remember if the rapid transport system only affects that, but that's something we need to know. I hope I didn't mess up getting T-M4. Should I have persuaded? I don't remember if there was anything extra I needed to do to get M4. All right, so let's take a look at the standard door and take a look at the other apartment complex in this area. To the apartments. Let's go. And we enter the north apartments. We were in the south side apartments. All right, we look around the apartment building, and there's a bunch of... It's very human-centric.
My mama says I have to stay out of the lower city. That's where the bad people live.
Stay out of the lower city because bad people live down there? The hell kind of racist shit is this? Karth, open the security door. We're opening one of the apartments up. And it looks like a family is arguing. Man, child, and a woman. We're just going to take a look at your footlocker, guys. Sorry. And get all the items.
Don't hurt my family. Look, just take what you want and get out.
I figured that. Ooh, an apartment building that is completely empty with food on the table. That is interesting. Ooh, a footlocker in here. Hell yeah, let's take a look inside. Parts, credits, and a med pack. Not bad. A Sith trooper is standing in front of a room.
There's nothing to see here. Where did you hide those Sith uniforms? Did you sell them to the Tarisian underground? Start talking. I want answers.
The alien that they're interrogating says, please, I'm only a visitor trapped here by the quarantine. I know nothing about Tarisian Underground or your missing Sith uniforms. They're standing inside an apartment interrogating this guy. What's going on in there?
You're a little too curious for your own good, civilian. This doesn't concern you.
I know all about Sith interrogations. This isn't going to end well.
I'm getting sick of your lies, you alien scum. We've got your ugly mug and a security tape from the base. Start talking before I splatter your slimy brains all over this room. Uh-oh. I think the commander's losing his temper. I'm glad I'm out of here. It took me an hour to clean the bloodstains from my uniform after the last interrogation.
Maybe the alien doesn't know anything.
Just stay out of this if you know what's good for you.
I won't let you kill a defenseless prisoner.
Let us kill him? How can you stop us? Time to teach the civilian the penalty for defying the Sith.
And a battle does commence. We do a power attack and flurry, and then we take light side points.
You asked for this!
First one dead. Second one dead. And there's a third one inside as we rush for a attack, crit strike, go.
Here!
And the attack won completely. The alien says, "Thank you, human. Sith have killed me, of that I'm certain. I don't know who you are, but it's clear you're no friend of the Sith." Among my people, there is a saying, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend." Like you, I hate the Sith. That's why I stole these Sith uniforms for the hidden Bex. What are you talking about? In the lower city, there are some who do not bow to the conquerors. Whoop gangs like the Hidden Bex are gathering resources to one day strike against their Sith oppressors. If you wish to strike another blow against the Sith, you'd be wise to journey to the lower city and speak with Gaudon Thek, the leader of the Hidden Bex. Okay. Can I get one of those uniforms from you then? I'm sorry, but all the uniforms I had were given to the Hidden Bex. I suppose you could take the uniforms from the bodies of the Sith soldiers in this room if you wanted. What are the Hidden Bex planning? You would have to speak to Gaudon Thek about to know the answer to that question. They approached me, and my only role was to obtain the Sith uniforms for them. I really like this alien type. He's got these mouth, like, spider-like things. It's the second alien we've seen with these, like, tendon things. And I don't know what they are, but I really like the way they're kind of laid out. It's really cool. You would have to watch the video to see them live, but they are really cool. Okay. I should be going now, then. He says, "As should I. The Sith know my face now. I must find somewhere to hide on this world. Thank you, once again, human." And we've finished this. Let's take a look at the footlocker in this room. The footlocker has a med pack, 2 credits, and a computer spike. Love that. Oh, we have remains on the floor. We will check those remains because, yes. And it does come with some Sith armor! And we gained 300 experience points. Somehow. We also gained a sonic grenade. And okay, that was dope as hell. Let's continue searching the apartment complex.
What?
I didn't mean to do that. Alright, we've come across an open door to a room with a footlocker in it. And food on the ground. That is very odd. Okay, so we took everything. Why is there food on the ground? You guys don't have a table? No one has tables in this place! Tables are for the rich! Duh! That's what my RimWorld people say. Tables are for the rich. Let's open up this security door and see what's going on inside.
It's open.
There is a man standing inside, and his name is Largo. He's probably going to shoot me as soon as I step through the door, but we are going to try to steal his stuff first. Yeah, we stole his stuff first. Let's talk to Largo and find out what he's all about.
Please don't hurt me. You don't have to kill me.
I'll have Davik's money if he just gives me a little more time. Please. I don't want to die. Here, I've got 50 credits on me. That's all I've got. It's yours. Just don't tell Davik where I'm hiding, okay? I'm begging you.
Don't worry. I'm not going to hurt you.
You mean you're not here to kill me? But I thought you were one of Davik's bounty hunters. If you're not here to kill me, what do you want?
Well, maybe I could help you with your problem with Davik.
I don't think anyone can help me. I owe Davik money, and I was late with the payment. So he went to Zach's in the bounty office and put a price on my head. I've been hiding here ever since. But sooner or later, someone will find me. Unless I somehow come up with another 200 credits, I'm a dead man.
You know what? Here, you I've got the 200 credits. 200
credits to a stranger just to help them out? I don't believe it. Thank you.
Wow, that sure was generous of you. I just hope we don't end up needing those credits later on.
Now I can pay off Davik. Oh, thank you. You've saved my life. I better go give this to Davik right away.
And we gained light side points, lost money, but we did a good deed, and that's important. And I think, in my opinion, that's almost more important than having the money in the first place. Maybe that's weird, but I didn't need it. And trust me, you really don't. There is some stuff you can buy later with, you know, you do need money for. But like, in the grand scheme of things, do I really need it? Not really. So, our goal now is to figure out a way to get into the Undercity, right? We have Sith armor. And if I'm not mistaken, that is part of one of the parts of the components that we need to get into the Undercity. This is me speaking with a little bit of foreknowledge into how the game works and what the game's kind of quote-unquote quirks are. Mainly because, again, I've played the game. I've, you know, beaten it multiple times. So I know that to get into the Undercity, you have to have Sith armor. But as characters, we have not learned that yet. So we're going to go to the cantina, take a look around, and see what it's all about. But, and here's the but at hand, we can't do that just yet. For the episode is over. If you enjoyed the episode, I am remembering to save it this time. I'm saving it on camera right now. I guess save two. If you are enjoying the show and you like what you heard, you like the content, if you think I'm informative, you like what I do, please let me know somewhere on the internet. It means an absolute ton to me to know that people enjoy what I do. Also, if you want to hear things like this early, you can check out my Patreon for literally a dollar. $1 gets you access, early access to all of my content, all of my extra content, and access to my live stream post shows, my live streams. I live stream every Tuesday and Thursday, schedule willing. Live stream every Tuesday, every Thursday, where I will live stream what's called Retro Suffering and Morrowind Rebirth. Morrowind Rebirth on Tuesdays, Retro Suffering on Thursdays. Well, you can check those out. Those actually go live for the public on the day of recording and then get put in the Patreon archive. So if you want to rewatch those Let's Plays, you have to go to the Patreon to check them out. Of course, you can check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/TheVersian Archives. That is on, I think it's C/TheVersian Archives. You'll find a link in the doobly-doo, the show notes below, and all of that good jazz. Please, 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 just remember to check out all of those links down below. It's really important. Come to Discord. We talk about random stuff. I've got multiple channels. I've even got a Patreon special channel. It's kind of quiet in there right now, but hey, things are ramping up into the future as I work my life out a little bit. With that said, go hug your mother, tell her you love her, make sure to wash your hands, and be safe as always. Tell your loved ones you love them. You never know when it'll be the last time. If anything else comes up, well, like I said, you'll be happy to know, they'll be happy to know you cared. That's like one of the most important things. With that said, have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll see you next time here at The Verse. Bye.